What's going on, healthpreneurs? Hope you're doing great. Yuri Alkame here, founder and CEO of Healthpreneur. And today I want to help you understand how to deal with someone saying, oh, this is way too much money. And I want to give you two things to consider. And I've talked about this a lot and we've got extensive trainings on this. But in this video, I want to share with you one important perspective to think about that will help dissolve that issue in your enrollment calls. Welcome to the Healthpreneur Show. My name is Yuri Alkame. If you're a health practitioner or coach looking to build a successful virtual health practice that allows you to help more people, make a lot more money, and enjoy a greater quality of life in the process, then this is the podcast for you to listen to. Let's dive in. So you get to the end of the call, you introduce your coaching program, and let's just assume that it's $5,000. Okay, I'm just going to use that as the foundation for this conversation. And the person says to you, are you crazy? That's a lot of money. So let's just stop there for a second. Price is always a conversation of relativity. And price is very challenging for people to wrap their head around when they have nothing to compare it to. So when people say, oh, if someone says $5,000 to improve my health or help me lose weight, that's a lot of money. Okay. So compared to what? Compared to what? You have to think about what is the prospect comparing this to in their mind. They're probably thinking some $1 a month app, a $20 book, a $100 bottle of supplements. Those are the typical comparisons. So all objections at some level are a limiting belief that we have to kibosh in that person's mind. Selling and marketing are very emotional, okay? But closing needs to be 100% logical. There can be no way someone can refute or even argue against your logic in the close. So let's use an example here. So someone says $5,000 is like, that's way too much money. Compared to what? Well, compared to like other stuff I've seen or done before. Oh, fair enough. Well, you've already talked about what else they've done before, and you've already kind of dissected why those haven't been very effective. And so you can talk and help them understand why this, you know, like, well, do you see why this is different and better than stuff you've done before? Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, let me ask you a question. If I gave you $5,000 to live on for the next 5 years, would that be a lot of money? They'd be like, no, there's no way. I couldn't live on that. Oh, so $5,000 is not a lot of money in that situation. Huh. Why? Let them talk about it. Let them just, you know, whatever. What about this? What if for $5,000 I gave you a house? Would that be expensive? Oh my God, that would be a steal. Really? Would it? Why? Well, it's a house and blah, 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 blah. So you would bend over backwards to get your hands on a house for $5,000. But to improve the very house you live in right now, which is your body, for $5,000 is too expensive. Sounds like a little bit of a confusion in the clarity of your values. Here's what I mean by this is people, all people will show you exactly what's important to them by where they spend their money and where they spend their time. That's it. There's like, you can't refute that. Oh, well, that's not true. You're full of shit. It's true. Please tell me otherwise. Like, okay. So a person's like, well, my health is really important to me. This condition, I want to get over it. I want to get rid of this weight. Okay, great. Well, what else have you invested in? How else have you made this a priority in the past year? Well, I did another like Weight Watchers thing and hey, that's amazing. Awesome. And so you've kind of played down here. Right? Do you understand that you get what you pay for in life? Do you believe that? Sure. So if I give you a house for $5,000, do you think that house is going to be incredible? Probably not. So that's one thing to consider. But if you're investing in Weight Watchers, number one, you're not investing anything, maybe $50 a month, whatever it is, you get what you pay for. Cheap things aren't good. Good things aren't cheap. So we come back to, do you understand why this is priced the way it is? I mean, I wish I could give it to you for free, but I can't. Do you know why? Because I wouldn't show up. I wouldn't want to get out of bed for free. And neither would you. There's no skin in the game, right? If you're paying $50 a month, no big deal, right? It's only $50 a month. That's like getting a takeout at McDonald's. But if you're investing at this level, you're going to show up right? What's the likelihood of you blowing this money? You investing $5,000 in doing this and you not doing anything toward the attainment of your goal. What's the likelihood of that happening? The person's like, no, I would definitely show up and do the work. Exactly. So are you here looking for the cheapest price or are you looking for the best results? Because they're mutually exclusive. You can't have both. Okay. Don't expect to get a $3.99 app on your iPhone and achieve the goals you're looking to achieve. So what I want you to understand, and I'm kind of speaking to you on the video as if I'd speak to a prospect, okay? So what you need to understand here is that how you spend your money and how you spend your time is a clarification of your values. And you're telling me that your health is the number one thing in your life, but based on what you're telling me, I don't think it is, because you've only spent a few hundred bucks on it in the past 12 months and you're not putting in the time. So either we can change the story or we can just be honest about it's not that important to you. Which is it, right? That's all it is, guys, okay? It's people, we lie to ourselves and other people all the time. We say this is important, but it's not important, right? If you say your family is the most important, like this happens all the time, okay? Parents who say like, I work 18 hours a day because my family is the most important thing. At some level, you have to really contemplate that statement. Because if your family is the most important thing, you would spend more time with them. It's really that simple, right? And if you're not, I catch myself doing that too. Like, I'm like, yeah, my kids are the most important thing in my life. But there are some times I don't want anything to do with them. I catch myself sometimes. I'm like, hold on. If you're gonna like not be present for a day because you don't want to be around your kids, what's happening there, right? So just kind of like being aware of that. So if someone's saying like, this is really important to me, is it? And there's nothing wrong to say like, no, it's not that important, because the reality is like, again, if someone says something is a must and it's like 100% like, yes, I'm like, I will spend whatever amount of money I need to, then either they will, or they're going to find a cheaper option, or they're going to do nothing. But you have to understand that if they do nothing, they're not going to get the results they want. If they find a cheaper option, they're not going to get the results that they want. And they're going to keep getting on that hamster wheel. And they're going to be speaking with you at some point in the future. I can promise you with every fiber in my being that every single time in my life where I've tried to go the cheaper route, it's cost me more money. I'm gonna hire someone who's a little bit less expensive because I'm trying to be cheap about it. Even though we could afford someone who's five times as much. And guess what happens? Oh, this person's terrible. We've got to get rid of them. And then we go right back to square one and we have to find someone who's legitimate. So when you are offering a premium price coaching program, a health service, don't ever, ever, ever undercharge. And don't ever feel bad about charging what you want to charge. $5,000 to help someone lose weight is nothing. Because remember, people are dropping thousands of dollars on this thing, this phone. They're dropping thousands of dollars on televisions. I'm not even talking about the ultra wealthy. I'm not talking about people buying private jets and, you know, fancy cars. I'm talking about the average everyday person who's making a median salary, you know, $50,000, $60,000 a year. These are the majority of your clients, right? And if they say health is important to them, you just look at, well, how, like, please tell me how, what have you been doing? You don't make your own food. You order out all the time, right? You haven't invested in your body. You haven't invested in your health. You bought some supplements off some e-commerce website. Okay, cool. When was the last time you worked with a practitioner or a coach? Never. Well, then it's not that important to you. It's really that simple. You say it is, but it's not. You don't work out? Don't talk about wanting to lose weight because it's not that important to you. You can't refute the logic here, right? You can tell who, like, what people prioritize. Like, if you look at their Instagram feeds and all their pictures are family and that kind of stuff, then you can get a good sense that it's probably, you know, family is the top priority. If someone, like, I've got people on Instagram that I see their stuff and like they are always posting videos of them working out and taking like infrared saunas and doing like float tanks. And I'm like, I have a pretty good sense of what this person's like, what is important to this person in life. They probably value their health and they look the part. So when someone, so just coming, like bringing this all full circle, when someone tells you this is too expensive, just ask them, compare to what? And then give them those two scenarios. If I gave you $5,000 to live off for the next 5 years, would that be enough money? Like, oh, no way. So it's not a lot of money. Or if I were to give you a house for $5,000, would that be a lot of money? Oh, no way. I would find a way to make it happen. Why? Right? So you can't refute the logic here. And again, we're using these examples so that we can give people price contrast. It's very challenging for someone to make a decision without relativity, which is also why when you present pricing in your offer, you should have some context, right? So you can do three payments of 1,000 or a full pay of 2,500, which makes the most sense. You'll save 20% if you do a full pay. Cool, that makes sense, right? So little things like this are very, very important to help your prospects make sense of working with you. And ultimately, at the end of the day, it's like, if they see the logic in this, and if they say, you're right, it's not a lot of money. The only other thing that could be standing in their way is they don't believe that you can help them produce the results. So that's another thing that you have to really, in your marketing, have to dissolve, right? You want people coming on the phone onto a phone call with you who are already pre-sold. They should not be asking you on the call, what do you do? And show me the proof. Like, they should already have that stuff ahead of time. And now it's really about you helping them understand the value of what it is you're offering. So anyways, I hope that makes sense. If this is helpful for you, let me know in the comments below. And if you're watching this on YouTube, remember to subscribe to the channel so you get tons of other amazing videos coming your way to help you get more clients and build a thriving online practice or virtual practice or coaching business, whatever you want to call it. It's all the same thing, at least in our world. Thank you for your time. I'm Yuri. I'll see you soon. If you've enjoyed today's episode, be sure to subscribe to the Healthpreneur Show podcast. And while you're there, I'd really appreciate it if you left a 5-star rating or review if you feel it merited that. At the same time, if you'd like to connect with me, the best place to do so is on Instagram. You can find me. I am at Healthpreneur. And be sure to tune in and subscribe to our YouTube channel on YouTube. Just search Healthpreneur and you'll find all of our great videos there as well. That's all for today. I appreciate your time and your attention. Keep doing the meaningful work that you are doing, and I look forward to seeing you in the next episode.